The topic of the last several dafin has been Yayin Shel Oved Kechavin. We've spoken so much about the three categories of Yayin Shel Oved Kechavin. The real bona fide Yayin that was Nasech L'Avodah Zarah, Stam Yeinam, Yayin that belongs to a Yid that Oved Kechavin merely touched. Additionally, although we saw from the Gemara's literally, starting from the Mishnah to countless Gemaras to Rishonim and Achronim, that Stam Yena, the whole concept of Yayin Shelevi Kechavim, was treated in a very, very severe fashion by Chazal, stating that historically there seemed to have been some Kaich Teter. We spoke about the Sensor Tshuva from the Ramah. We talked a little bit about the Italian Jews and their wine. Additionally, we spoke in the raid, a little bit about a Yisrael Mummer who touches Yayin Shel Yisrael, who we know, the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Hilchas Shechita, right in the beginning of Yeridei, Simon Beis Hifhei says that he's treated like an Oved Kechavim. What about as it relates to wine? At first glance, it would seem to be a Tshuvas HaRashba, that the Bis Yosef quotes, the Darkei Moshe quotes, the Nekudas HaKesef quotes, stating that in the Poskim, there's a little bit of a Koyach Teira. Not an unequivocal Koyach Teira, but without a question, a little bit of a Koyach Teira, based on the fact, in the words of Ramosha, that although the Beis Yosef quoted the Rashba, but in the Mechaber, it's not mentioned. And although the Darkei Moshe quoted the Rashba, but in the Ramah, it's not mentioned. And although the Nekudas HaKesef mentioned the Rashba, but it's nowhere to be found in the Shach. The bottom line is, Be'ez Hashem, we've been going through some of the Dvarim Ha'imdim Beruma Shaloylam, some of the things that are on everybody's mind as it relates to the Gemaras that we're learning about now. As it relates to today's raid, I think it's Kedai to continue along this theme and focus now on the history of the takonos of Stam Yena. In other words, the historical timeline as far as how exactly the takona with its severity evolved. Now, if you ask the man on the street, what is the origin of the fact that you're not allowed to drink Stam Yena? Or the fact that Yayin Shel Yisrael Shenaga Ba'Oved Kechavim is problematic. Assuming he's holding in the daf, he's going to tell you, what do you mean? Avodah Zarah daf lamed vav? Could be he knows it from the first parak of Masechet Shabbos. It's from the Yud Ches Dvarim. We know that amongst the 18 things that were instituted by the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel was that the pas of an Oved Kechavim, the shemen of an Oved Kechavim, and the wine of an Oved Kechavim are going to be off limits. In fact, Yayin, they said, is not only going to be off limits like pas v'shemen, but they doubled down and they said that it's even going to be aser bana. But l'chayra, the history of Stam Yena would seem to be a very open and shut discussion. It would seem to be a mefurisha Gemara that's repeated in Shas, and that is, it's from the Yud Ches Dvarim. So whenever exactly the Yud Ches Dvarim happened, by the way, in case you're curious, it's at the end of Bayesheni, so that's when the takana of Stam Yenam went into effect. Stating that, as we're about to see, it's garnished azoy pashen. And just to bring out this discussion in a little bit of a dramatic way, I think it's kedai to begin with another Italian tshuva that was written on the topic of Stam Yenam. Now this tshuva is in Shailas, the tshuva is Be'er Esek. It's tshuva kuftes. This tshuva, by the way, is a famous tshuva. The Be'er Heitev quotes it in Hilchas Shabbos. The Shaarei Tshuva quotes it in Hilchas Brachos. The Chidah brings it in Birkei Yosef. Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings it in Shelas Yavetz. So this was an often quoted tshuva by the G'dayli Achreinim, what we call a very important tshuva that was written with Doris, albeit very controversial, as we're about to see. Now, in terms of who was the Baal Shailas Tshuva's Be'er Esek, his name was Reb Shapsi Esek. Hence the name. We actually mentioned him in the original Italian wine raid bite because it's the Be'er Esek that brings in Simon Nun Zayin that he heard a Hagodas Eidos that the great Mekubal, the Ramambi Pano, drank Stam Yena. He's also the one who brings in his Shailos Yeshuvas Be'er Esek, Simon Ayin, that the Ramambi Pano was clean shaven. This Haggadah's Eidus that Deil Gicham Sofer brings in his famous tshuva on this topic. But the bottom line is that in Shaila's tshuva's Be'er Esek, and this is in Shaila Kuftes, he was asked three questions, the first of which is Negei to us. And that is, Yoidienu Kvoitei Rasai, Im Avera Al Averahi Biyodam Shal Hashoisim Stam Yenam Levorich Olav Sharei Nikro Beitzei Abarach. There are people in Italy, we know this already, that were drinking Stam Yenam. And before they would drink Stam Yenam, they would put on their yarmulke, cover their head, the way Maidebas used to, and they would make a Birchas Hanenim, Baruch Atah, Hashem, Elikeinu Melech Olam, Boirei Pri Agafen, right? And then afterwards, when they finished drinking their Stam Yenam, they would make an Alagafen. And the Shoyal asked Reb Shapsi Yesek whether they're doing something wrong, meaning, not only are you drinking Stam Yenam, but you're doing Aveira al Gabe Aveira, you're even making a bracha on Macholos Asurois, a bracha for now and a bracha l'achrea. And this was really the question that he posed. He wanted to know, these people that drink Stam Yenam, for sure they're not supposed to, and they're making a bracha, so the drinking Stam Yenam is a problem, all the sugyas that we're learning, but what about the bracha? Is that also a problem or no? Avifel they're drinking, what do you mean? Then they have to make a bracha. Otherwise, it's just going to be laverol of b'shtei laven. Additionally, the shoyel told Rav Shapsi Yesek, even though this question that I'm asking is really not negeya me, because I would never drink Stam Yenam, but at the same time, sometimes I'm sitting amongst people that are drinking Stam Yenam, and when they make a bracha, my impulse is to say amen. The question is, you could only say amen on a real bracha. If somebody says amen on a bracha shein etzricha, it's considered a bad thing in the eyes of Chazal. So do I say amen on this bracha, or do I not say amen on this bracha? And then he asked him a third question, and that is, what about as it relates to Kiddush and Havdalah? Those chevra that drink Stam Yenam, and they are soymech on whatever it is they're soymech on, could they also use it for Kiddush and Havdalah? Or maybe when it comes to Kiddush for Havdalah, it's a separate Shulchan Aruch. So three questions that he asked. Number one, if someone's drinking Stam Yenam, do you make the bracha, do you not make the bracha? And again, he's presupposing that it's the wrong thing to do, the Shaila. Not suggesting that it's mutter. If it's mutter, then what would even be the Shaila? The point is, for sure it's a bad thing. But at the same time, is that a double bad thing if you're going to go ahead and make a bracha, or faker, you're supposed to make a bracha. If I hear someone make a bracha on Stam Yenam, do I say amen or not? And is Kiddush v'Havdalah a separate sugya, or is it not a separate sugya? So Rav Shapsi Yesek sat down, he wrote a tshuva, and he answered all three of these questions. Now, one thing is clear from the tshuva, and that is that he himself held you're not supposed to drink Stam Yenam. Now, we'd have to revisit the tshuva in Siman Nun Zayin, see the exact context in which he brought his Agada Seidus about the Ramami Pano, but in Siman Kuftes, it's not even negotiable. He really, really, really is not happy with the fact that there are a lot of people that are being mezalzel in Stam Yenam. In his view, this was something that was very, very wrong. Stating that, as it relates to the bracha, is said Rav Shapsi Yesek that l'chayro, the Indian is as follows. Now, really, what would even be the problem? Meaning, why shouldn't you make a bracha? Anytime you eat, you drink, you make a bracha. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas, Daf Lamed Hey Yomid Aleph, that why is it that a person is supposed to make a bracha lefaneh? First, the Gemara thought it's a pasuk, and the Gemara comes out, Lamali Kara Svaruhu, Asr Lehanois Min Ha'ilam Azeh B'lei Bracha. You're not allowed to have any benefit from Ha'ilam Azeh without a bracha. So the Pashtus is, of course, you would think you should make a bracha. Stating that, there's a Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Vov Amid Beis, and this is also a Gemara in Masechtas Bava Kamma and Perek Hagoyz Aleitzim, where the Gemara dashens a pasuk. David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Ubeitzeya Beirech Nietz Hashem. And the Gemara brings different pshat on what this pasuk means. Rabbi Eliezer said, what it means is as follows: Harisha Gozal Sa Shal Chitin. If somebody would steal a saw of wheat, Utachana, and he would grind it, Vafa, and he would bake it, Vehifresh Mimeno Chalo, and he would be Mafresh Chalo, Keitzan Mevarech. Now, at the time of that Froshas Chalo, he wants to make a bracha. What kind of bracha should he make? Ein zeh mevorech, says Rabbi Eliezer, ela minayetz. This is a terrible thing. It's what we know as a mitzvah babaveiro. Val zeh nemar, it's regarding this that David HaMelech said, Uboitzeya Beirech Nietz Hashem. That this person, the Boitzeya, the Gazlin, who's Beirech, who now wants to make a bracha, Nietz Hashem. And the Rambam in Hilchis Brachis and Perek Aleph Paskins, based on this Gemara, that if somebody eats Macholos Asuros, Avadi, you're not supposed to, but you don't make a bracha ever on Macholos Asuros. In fact, the Rambam, when he brings this halacha, the Rambam says as follows, Kolo Eichel Dvar Isser. If somebody eats a Dvar Isser, Bein Bezodim, Bein Beshkog, Einoi Mevorech Olav, you don't make a bracha on it, Loi Betchilav, Loi Besod. Keitza, says the Rambam, Harish Ochal Tevel, if somebody would eat Tevel, Vafilu Tevel de Devrayim, even if you would eat Tevel de Rabbonin, Oich Ochal Maiser Rishin, Shloi Notar Kol Tru Moise, Oich Maiser Sheni, Vehekte Shloi Niftu Kehilchason, Einoi Mevorech, Vein Tzoruch, Loi Besod, says the Rambam, Im Ochal Neveilois, Vetrefois, Oishose Yayin, Nesech, Ukayoitzbem. Rambam says, based on this Gemara, Ein Zeh Mevorech Elam Enayitz, in Hilchas Brachas Perek Alef Halacha Yotes, that if somebody eats Macholos Asuras, it doesn't matter if he's eating it B'mezer or B'shoikik, it doesn't matter if we're handling the Brachal of Nehav Brachal Achreya, it doesn't matter if the Macholos Asuras that he's eating is Macholos Asuras D'Irais or Macholos Asuras D'Rabbanan. Either way, says the Rambam, you do not make a bracha. Now, the Ravid is masik on one prat that the Rambam says. The Rambam says that this idea of Ein Zeh Mevorech Elam Anayitz is true. Saif the Macholos Asuris is Doiraisa, and Saif it's the Rabbonah. The Ravid says, I have a raya from Gemara Masech, this bracha staff mem hey, that it would only be true for Doiraisas, not for the Rabbonans. Ein Sham Machloikis Yodua between the Rambam and the Ravid. But the Rambam, who the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like, holds that you never make a bracha on Macholos Asuris. And it doesn't matter if the Macholos Asuris is an Issa Deiraisa or if the Macholos Asuris is an Issa Derabanan. And based on that, said the Be'er Esek, the Muschel Rishon approach to this Shaila, which is really, by the way, where the Shaila was coming from, he knew this Gemara, and he knew this Rambam, is this Halacha Psuka. And that is, you don't make a bracha lefanel, you don't make a bracha lachreya on Macholos Asuris. So if we're going to take the position that Stam Yenam is Macholos Asuris, even if it's only Midrabanan, which Kemuvan it is, but at the same time, the Rambam Shita is that you don't make a bracha lefanel lachreya even on Macholos Asuros that are merely asa midrabanan. And based on that, said the Be'er Esek, L'chayra, the Hashkofer Rishayna would be, Ein Zeh Mevorech Elam Anayitz. And if it's Ein Zeh Mevorech Elam Anayitz, it means you don't make a bracha lefanel lachreya. If you hear the bracha, can't say Amen. You say Amen on a bracha, not on a nitz. And as it relates to Kiddush Vavdala, there's also brachas. Ein Zeh Mevorech Elam Anayitz, L'chayra, this would be the Pashta. Stating that, the Be'er Esek said a Chiddush Nifla. Very successful as follows. Said, there's a Gemara in Masechtes Tainus, Daf Yudbeis. The Gemara over there is discussing somebody who took upon himself to fast every Monday and Thursday during the course of the year. And then it turned out that one of the Mondays and Thursdays coincided head on with one of the days that are mentioned in Megillas Tainus. So we've spoken about Megillas Tainus many times over the years. Some refer to it as Masechtes Chanukah. But we've spoken about Megillas Tainus. And Megillas Tainus was a list of days where very good things had happened to the Jews. And as a result of these good things that happened, Chazal made a takana, you're not allowed to fast on those days. You can't make a spaden, there's different levels of severity. But the point is that on all these days, you're not allowed to fast. What would be, says the Gemara, if someone was makabel tainus every Monday and Thursday throughout the course of the year, and now all of a sudden, this Monday, Yenodonishtik, all of a sudden, it bumped into one of these days that it says Megillas Tainus and not allowed to fast. So the Gemara says as follows. You know what it depends on? It depends on what came first. Did his neder come before the gzeira that's mentioned in Megillas Tainus? Or did the gzeira in Megillas Tainus come before his neder? If his neder came first, so then we say once he made a neder that he's going to fast the entire year, if, however, the Megillas Tainus came first, so then he doesn't have the ability with his Kabbalas Tainus, with his Neder, to go ahead and override the loyalist Anna behind that's mentioned in the Megillas Tainus. That's the Gemara Masechtes Tainus. Said the Be'er Esek, with that lumdus, maybe we can cut and paste and we could say a Davar Chadash. It's true that there's a halacha that you can't make a bracha Macholos Asuras. And the Rambam extended that even to things that one is not allowed to eat, only midrabanan. Stating that, L'chayra said the Be'er Esek, you would have to take the historical context into account. When were brachas instituted? The whole concept of brachas. When were brachas instituted? So we know Chazal say that brachos, tefillos, etc., were instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. So l'chayra, the concept of making a bracha, which is a din d'rabbanan kipshutei, although there's a Pnei Yeshua in Brachas Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph that says it's a Deiraisa, based on the fact that if the Gemara says Lama Likra Svaru, can't be that the Svar is any less than the Pasuk. Because if the Svar is less than the Pasuk, then I'll tell you why Lama Likra Svaru. It's to tell me that better to din deraisa. So Pnei Yeshua says kusvara is deraisa, and really brachas anenin's deraisa. It's negei safik brachas. It's a very big chiddush that Pnei Yeshua chazes a few times in Masechtas Brachas, but it's not muskim in the poskim. The pashas, of course, is that brachas anenin is always treated with the leniency of it being a din derabanan. But the bottom line is, who were the rabbanon that said that you're supposed to make a bracha? It was the Anshei Knesset HaGdolim. When was the takana of Stam Yeinam put into effect? It was from the Talmidei Shami VeHillel. It was in the end of Bayis Sheni. Anshei Knesset HaGdolim lived in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, circa Golus Bavel, right? Shimon HaTzadik was from the Shiori Anshei Knesset HaGdolim. He's the Kohen Gadol for the first 40-ish years of Bayis Sheni. The Talmid of Shami and Hillel, that's already said Bayis Sheni. It's about 400 years later. But the point is that which came first? The Takon of Brochus came before the Takon of Stam Yeinam. See, he said that when the Anshei Knesset HaGdolim said you're supposed to make a bracha, so at that point, the chi of bracha was chal on all machalis that were considered kosher. Anything that's not mentioned in the Torah as being machalis asuras, or anything that the Rabbanah, for whatever reason, had not instituted prior to that, was going to be machalis asuras. It's regarding that the brachas was going to be in effect. Now, Stam Yeinam, at that point, for hundreds of years, would not have become aser. And being that Stam Yeinam, for hundreds of years, would not have become aser, the halacha was that if somebody is going to pick up a glass of wine of Stam Yeinam, it's kosher wine. And if that's the case, avad you're going to make a bracha. Later, the Talmidim of Shami Hill came, and they said that Stam Yeinam is off limits. They didn't have the ability then, with their takana, to go ahead and to be oiker and to essentially undo what was included in the umbrella takana of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolim, which said that you make a bracha lefaneu l'achreu anytime you're having hanam and oil mazeh. Included in that was Stam Yeinam, because at that point Stam Yeinam wasn't yet machalas asuras. So as much as it's true the Rambam Shita based on Ein Zeh Mevarech Ela Menayetz is that you don't make a bracha on machalas asuras, but Stam Yeinam is going to be an exception to the rule. This is what the Bereisik said. It's going to be an exception to the rule because Stam Yeinam came about after the Takana of Brachas, and once the Takana of Brachas was put into effect, it included in it Stam Yeinam, and the later Rabbanim have no right to go ahead and to undo that. And he said, if you look carefully at the Rambam, he says, the Rambam, when he gives an example of something that's Macholas Asuras Midi Rabbanon, his example is Tevel de Devrayim, and when he gives an example of Macholas Asuras Dei Reiso, Ve'ein Tzorach Loimar, Emochel Nevelos Utrefis, Oishoso Yayin Nesach. The Rambam's example of a Dei Reiso was Yayin Nesach, but when he gave an example of the Rabbanon, and he went away from the sugis of Yayin Nesach. Why do you have to do that? He could have stayed on point. He could have used an example of a derais of Yayin Nesach, the Ve'in Tzorach Loimar, and when he wants to make the point that it's true for a Devrayim as well, he could have used Stam Yeinam. I mean, what's more of a Macholas Asuris Rabbanon than Stam Yeinam? Nothing, right? So if that's the case, he could have very easily used Stam Yeinam, but he didn't use that. He used Tevel under the Rabbanon, and then he jumped to Yayin Nesach under the derais, says the Ber Esek, Afal Pishein Rai Ladover, Remez Ladover, but the bottom line is, he said the Sfarah is Richtig, and if that's the case, although it's true that what these Chevra are doing when they're drinking Stam Yeinam is wrong, his Lashon is, Abedai Lehem Tzora Sa'avera B'Shaita. Yeah, when they drink it, they're doing something wrong, but at the same time, Macha Brocha, that you have to do. And you make a Brocha Lefaneh, you make what we used to call a nuch brocha. Kiddush v'avdala is something you can make. If you hear the brocha, you're going to answer. Again, you're not supposed to be drinking this. But at the same time, as it relates to brochas, we treat it as if it was mamish kosher wine. And whatever you would get with kosher wine, you would get. Now, the one thing he does suggest is that it could be you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah of the bracha based on mitzvah bab aveira, beyond the scope of this discussion, ayin shah. Now, this tshuva from the Ber Esek, which essentially is a very lenient tshuva. You make the bracha lefaneh, you make the bracha lachre, you answer amen, and you make kiddush v'avdala, as we mentioned, is quoted by the poskim, just one maramakim, and that is in the Be'er Etev. This is in Hilcha Shabbos, it's in Simin Reish Ayin Beis, also known as Ayin Reish Beis, right? We make from Ra'av Orev, but it's Simin Ayin Reish Beis, it's Siv Cotton Beis. Says the Ber Hetev, B'tshuvas Ber Esek, Simen Kuftes, Mata Levorech Ulekadesh, Ulehavdil Al Stam Yeinam, Shatakonas Brochis Kodmon Bezman Letakonas V'gzeres Stam Yeinam, Ayin Shom, which is exactly what we just mentioned right now. But either way, this is something that's quoted by the Poskim. Now, truth is like this. We said that a lot of the later Poskim had a big issues with this psak. Oh, svaras, svaram, michudeshes. In fact, the Berhetiv himself says, "U balochis ketanes chelagal of simen yud choylek v'kosav the inza mevarich elamanayitz ayin sham." He sends you, does the Berhetiv to the cholkim as well. But there's one piece that I think is kedai for us to focus on for a moment, and that is the history that the Ber Esek used in order to make his point. And that is that the Takana of Brachis came before the Takana of Stam Yena. And as a result, based on the Gemara, Tainus Yud Beis, the Stam Yena doesn't have the ability to say Ein Zemavarech Ela Menayitz now on something that when the Anshek Nesak Doyle, when Masakim Brachis, the law was you had to make a brach on this. In other words, the fact that when was it that Stam Yena went into effect? It went into effect by the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, circa Soif Bayis Sheni, based on the Yud Ches Dvarim. Now you're going to say, what do you mean? We asked the man on the street and he already gave us the right answer. Like, how could he even be mafakfik with this? Where exactly is this raid bite going to pivot to suddenly having this conversation about maybe Stam Yenam really does not have its origin for Talmid of Shammai Hill? The answer is it's a Gemara that we learned together only a few weeks ago in Masech Safek Dezara Daflam Advav. Now, it's an intense Gemara, and when we learned it at the time, we went through it, Azoi. But now, just to chazer over a few high-level bullet points that are negated to this conversation. Again, it's not the easiest Gemara in Shas, because there's Cheshbon there. But at the same time, it's a Gemara that's Oymeid Berumay Shaloylam. It deserves three asterisks in terms of the amount of raid and lumdis and hashtag rest of the story that comes about from this Gemara right here. And really, the Gemara began with the takon of shemen. The Mishnah said that, Chazal said that shemen of a goy is something that you're not allowed to eat, and then Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, not Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is, Enochel came years later, and he said that no, it's really going to be mutter. So the Gemara said that what was the origin of the idea that oil, shemen of an oivike chavim, is something that's off limits? And the Gemara said shemen. It was a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Rav said, Daniel gozer olav. Daniel, as in, yeah, Daniel, of the Ksuvim fame. He went and he made the gzeira that you're not allowed to drink or eat the shemen of an oivike chavim. The Shmuel said, Zlifasan shel kelim tmeim oisrasan. That it's not something that was ever instituted by a Daniel or even anyone of that ilk, but rather the reason Chazal said don't drink the shemen of an oivike chavim is because they used to store it in their kelim. Their kelim were engezapt with machalis asuris, and based on laws of blias and platis, yerdeya 101, taruvas basav chalav, it's for that reason that you're not allowed to go ahead and you're not allowed to eat it. The Gemara said that what was Rav's mekar that Daniel was the one that was goyzer on shemen akum. So the Gemara said it's a pasuk in Sefer Daniel. It's Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches. The pasuk says Vayosem Daniel Aliboy. Daniel, when he was appointed a very important position in the government of Nebuchadnezzar, say he took upon himself Ashalayis Goel that he will not defile himself Befas Bag Hamelech with the bread of the king, Ubiyein Mishtav, and with the wine of his banquets, of his parties. Vayivakesh Misara Sorishin as Shaloy Yiskol, and then he asked that, you know, he should somehow be exempt, he shouldn't have to eat, he shouldn't have to drink. But Daniel had taken upon himself that he wouldn't eat the pas. Additionally, he wouldn't drink the wine of Mishtav. Said Rab, Mishtav is a Lashon Rabim, and we learn from here that not only had he taken upon himself that he wouldn't drink the wine, he had also taken upon himself that he wouldn't drink the shemen. But the bottom line is Daniel in this pasuk takes upon himself, actually, he's called the Fasbag HaMelech Ubiyei Mishnah, says Rav, that when the pasuk says Daniel took it upon himself, it wasn't only for himself. It was for himself, Ulechol Yisrael Hoyer. He had also paskin for all the Jews that were living in the land of Paros Umaday at the time, and he told them that I'm going to take it upon myself, and so are you. In other words, Daniel went, and Daniel made a takono. You're not going to eat pasakum. You're not going to drink yayin of a goy. And you're not going to even eat or drink the shemen of a goy either. This is how Rav knew that shemen, Daniel gozer olav. What did Shmuel hold? Shmuel held that it's true. Daniel had taken upon all these things for himself. Abu l'chol Yisrael loy hayra. He had never paskin this l'chol Yisrael. And being that he had never paskin this l'chol Yisrael, so this was only his own little personal thing. But did Daniel ever make a takana that was going to affect everybody? The answer is no. He never made this takana to affect everybody. In other words, machloik is Rav and Shmuel l'chayra. How to understand what Daniel does in this pasuk, in Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches. When we learned this Gemara, we were focusing on all the dinim that come out of this. Here we're going to focus on the history a little bit more. Rav learned that the historical point that you're supposed to take out of this pasuk is that Daniel was goyzer on Shem and Apple. Now, Daniel in the Gemara here is talking to the Shemen, because that's the sugya, Shemen, right? The Yayin sugyas don't come until later. This is the Shemen sugya, but really, it's Tein L'chacham V'yech Gemoid, right? If everything that Daniel does in this pasuk is negeh not only himself, but it's L'chol Yisrael Haira, that means Daniel in this pasuk was goyzer on Pasakum, on Yayin of a guy, what we know as Stam Yenam. Additionally, on Shem and Akum, Tosh Deit on that Pasuk. Shmuel holds, no, that's not what's going on in this Pasuk. What's going on in this Pasuk is that this Pasuk is merely describing a personal Kabbalah that Daniel had made for himself. Aber Ulechol Yisrael, the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says that according to Rav, that holds that Shemen, Daniel, Gazar Olav, we know that Piton Shamna V'yenam is Kulam Yutches Dvarim. It's one of the Yutches Dvarim, meaning it's from the end of Bayis Rishon, it's from Talmidim of Shamayin Hill, it's Bayis Sheni, it's from the Talmidim of Shamayin Hill, and if that's the case, Daniel, Gazar Olav, what do you mean? I thought it was Tamid and Shamayin Hill. And what is Tamid and Shamayin Hill doing if Daniel was already guys? Now Tosfos speaks out, which wasn't so important to speak out when we were learning the Gemara together on Daf Lamed Vav, but it's critical for this rate, right? And that is that when the Gemara asks, Shemen, Daniel, Gozer, Olaf, I thought it's from the Yud Ches Dvarim, says Tosfos, Hochi Nami, Havi Motzi Lemifrach Ayayin. This is the sugi of Shemen. And that's why the Gemara's lashon is Shemen Daniel Gozer Olav. But the Gemara could have easily have said, Yayin Daniel Gozer Olav. Right, it's a kasha really on Piton also. Piton, Yenon, Shamnam, all three of these things that the Pasuk seems to say Daniel was Gozer, they're all the three things that are mentioned in the Yud Ches Dvarim that come to the Talmid of Shami Hill. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara gives a teretz. The Gemara says, Daniel Gozer Olav Be'ir. Daniel made the Gzeira, but his Gzeira was that if you're in the city, you're in an urban area, right, you're in an area where there's a lot of people coming and going. Over there, Pasakum, Yayin of Anakum, Shemen of Anakum, there it's going to be a takana. For us, Inu, they came for Gozer and they were Gozer afilu basada. That it should be a problem even basada. What's the difference? Says Rashi two words. Ba'ir mishum chasnas. In other words, we know that the reason that Talmid of Shamayin Hill were Gozer of Peter Shamna v'Yayinim was all related to chasnas. It's mishum b'nei, right? Daniel's gzeira was also mishum chasnas, and being that his gzeira was mishum chasnas, he felt that the chashash of chasnas is more prevalent if you're going to be in the city. So he made the takana in the city, and it was later the Talmid of Shammai and Talmid of Hillel went and they expounded on it. And they said that we want this to be relevant not only in the city, this should be relevant in the sada as well. Here's the bottom line. You walk away from this gemara right here after you learn it, even Daf Yomi Dei. And someone asks you again, what is the origin of Stam Yenam? If you say that it's from the Yud Ches Dvarim, you got it a little bit right. It's totally the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. According to Shmuel, it's true. The origin of Stam Yenam, as far as we know, comes from the Yud Ches Dvarim. It comes from the Talmidim of Shammai Hill. They lived in the end of Bayis Sheni. But Rav holds Daniel Gozer Olav. And remember, even though the Gemara says Shemen, Rav Amar Daniel Gozer Olav, but Tosfos speaks out klar, and there's no other way to learn, that Avad, it's not only Shemen, it's Yayin as well. Right? What's the whole Makar to Shemen? Because it says Uviyein Mishtav. It's the extra, it's the Lashon Rabim in Yayin that teaches me Shemen. Aber Bechlam Masayamana, Avad Yayin is included in that. So according to Rav, really the Iker Takana of Stam Yenam traces itself back to Daniel. If that's the case, what did Talmid of Shamayin Hillel do? All they did was is they broadened the scope and they said that instead of it only relating Ba'ir, which is where the Iker Chash Chasnus is, we're going to say that it's not only going to be a problem in the city, it's something that's going to be a problem in the field as well. But here's the bottom line. What's the origin of the Takana? Machlik is Rav and Shmuel. L'chayra. L'chayra. According to Shmuel, it's Yud Ches Dvarim, it's circa Soif Bayesheni. According to Rav, it's something that took place during the 70 years of Galus Bavel. But the truth is like this. The truth is, there's another Chazal that's very, very important that we need to mention. And that is a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, which, by the way, being that Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, so this is really a Marmakim that's going to end all the Marmakimus on this topic. It's going to make us really sit down now and schwitz a little bit. Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer is in the middle of Perek Mem Zayin, and he's talking about what took place in the end of Parshas Balak, in the beginning of Parshas Pinchas, and We know the story of Zimri and Bilam and Cosby and Pinchas, Kanoim, Beugenbeu, etc., etc. And really, it all began because the Yidden were nichshel with the Bnei Midyan, with the Bnei Moav. What caused that to happen? So Chazal say in different places, it's in Mefurash and Gemara, in Perek Chelik, Sanhedrin, Daf, Kuvzai, Namad Aleph, where the Gemara says that it came about through wine. The Yidden had drank the wine of the Moavites and of the Midianites, and as a result, and this was the reverse of that, and they ended up being nichshel. Says Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar Hamoidai Omer. Rabbi Lazar the Moidai said, Omad Pinchas, after this whole story happened, so we know what Pinchas did in terms of Kanoim Poygamoy, but this maybe we don't know. Pinchas got up the Hichram al Yisrael, he made a Chayram al Klal Yisrael, besoyed with the secret of the Shema Mefayrish. Ubiksov, the handwriting shen nichtav al aluchos ubecherim bezdin ho elyoin ubecherim bezdin atachten. Right, feels a little like Kol Nidre. Shelo yishte adam yisrael miyenam shel goyim, that a yid is not allowed to drink from the wine of a goy. Kihem, because they are mirpash raglam. Shenemar, based on a pasuk in Yecheskel, v'tzoyni mirmas raglechem tirena u'mirpas raglechem tishten. Shekol yenam shel goyim lavoy dezor v'liznus. Shein loichem reishes tiroisham lavoy dezor v'liznus. Shenemar znus v'yayin v'sirosh yikachle. It's a little verplanted, the latter part of that. But one thing is clear, and that is that Pinchas already made a gzera. Shelo yish to adam yisrom yenam shel goyim. And this wasn't just a gzera. You hear these lashonis, what's going on over here? Amad Pinchas v'hechrim al yisrael besoyed shema mefayrish u'bik. A yid's not allowed to drink Stam Yenam, which means that the origin of Stam Yenam is not only not Yudches Dvarim Talmid Hasham Vilna, which is circa Soiv Bayesheni. It's not only Lashitas Rav Daniel, which is during the 70 years of Galus Bavel. This goes back literally to when the Yidden were in the Midbar. It's during the 40 years of the Midbar. Not the 70 years of Bavel. The 40 years of the Midbar. Where Pinchas went ahead and he made this Gzeirah. And he did it with Charamim, etc., etc. And L'chair, at first glance, after you learn this Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, you look back at the Gemara, Navi Dazar, Daf Lamed Vav, Amar Aleph, and you say the immortal words. What's going on over here? We forgot a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. The two sugyas are not talking to each other. Like it's Rav and Shmuel. What? It's a mafurish of Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. You know who asks this kasha? The Ramban asks this kasha. The Ramban often art in Sechtes, Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vav, right here in this sugya. And to answer this kasha, the Ramban says two mahalchem. We have to outcop. Says the Ramban, the kasha li, do tanya be Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer got shel yozal, as in Pinchas u Eliyo, gozer al ayayin al dvar pa'or. So l'chere, this takon already traces itself back to Pinchas. The Efshaloimar says the Ramban that Gozer Iyushtiyo, that is true. Pinchas made Exer. But what was the lashon of the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer? Omad Pinchas Vechrim al Yisrael b'soy chem amafayish. Uksav shidchav al adubus b'chem bezen al yom b'chem bezen atach. Shelo yishta odam Yisrael miyen shel goyim. The lashon is shelo yishta. So the original Exer was on Shtiyo. Va'ase inu. And then they, who's they? Daniel, or Tami the Shami the Hillel, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Market Isle, Market Isle, and they were Gozer Afilu Bahana. And they doubled down and they said it should be Yosef Afilu Bahana. Forget their Godol Godru by Yosem and Akoil, Mipnesha Takolosa Gedoil, Hutrich Litakona Gedoil. And really, their Chiddish was only the Isser Hana. Now, this is a little bit of a chiddush in light of a lot of the raid that we spoke about recently. Again, we can't go into every word here, but it's a little bit of a chiddush, because Pashtus, we learned that the Iker chiddush of the Yudches Dvarim was Mishum Chasna. So even Rashi says, the Iker chiddush of Daniel's Takon Alibi the Rav was Mishum Chasna. The only reason there's an Isser Hana is related to the Yayin Nesach piece. The way the Ramban seems to be learning is that really the Iker problem of drinking Stam Yenam was always in effect, related to Chasnus, obviously, because of what happened in the story of the Bnei Smayev. But at the same time, Mishum Chasnus, they wanted it to be more Chomer, and they added an Isra Hanah. So really, this first Teretz in the Ramban is not going to shtim so well with what Ruba of Rishonim say throughout the sugyas over here. But Al Kapanim, this is the first suggestion of the Ramban. And that is, you're right, the Iker Issa Shtiyah was Pinchas's
takana. And really, all that happened in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Vav, is the Isser Hana. It's not going to negate the Isser Shliya. Inami, says the Ramban. But there's another way you can maybe reconcile. And that is, Loipashta takana saliyoza. It's true, Aliyo, again, Zupinchas, this takana goes back to the times of the Midbar. But when that takana was put into place, Loipashta, it didn't spread. It didn't take root. The Daniel Chaza, Daniel came, Vahayrole, and he tried instituting it. Now did he try instituting it, but he was Moise Pas V'Shemen, because these are the three things, the Pas Bag and the Yei Mishta. These are the three things that I mentioned that Pasik. They weren't Mekabel, says Rabban, from Daniel either. Ad Shabo, Tamid Eshame V'Hilal, the Gozruk, the Parishan L'Il, until Tamid Eshame V'Hilal came, and they were Goyser, and then already at that point, everything went into effect. The second Mahalach of the Ramban is that it's true Pinchas said, with all these sharfa l'shoyin ishla yishta adam yisrael miyen shal goyim. But l'yposhta, it somehow did not take root. Didn't make a roshama people. And as a result, everyone went on as if it had never happened. What's happening here? There was a cherim besoid shema mefayrish uksav shenichtav al aluchos becherim bezden ha'oyim becherim bezden ha'tachtim but I'm saying, I hear you. No. Stam yeinam is stam yeinam. Loi posh. It's a pellet. We're talking about the third day. I don't even know what this means. But the bottom line is what the Ramban says. And everybody continued. And then Daniel came. And when Daniel made his takana, it was also loi poshta. Until finally, Tamid Hashamim Hillel came. And they were able to put it into effect. Now, even the second part, that Daniel's takana was loi poshta, where did the Ramban get that from? It's not in the Gemara we learned. Right? Is that in our Gemara? It's not in our Gemara. Our Gemara said Daniel's takana went into effect. The Gemara says very much it went into effect. Narvas, he was only Geizer Be'ir, and Tamid of Shami Vehil's contribution was that they were Moisiv on it. They incorporated that it should be Besada as well. In fact, when the Gemara says that according to Rav Daniel was Gaza, so why did they need Tamid of Shami Vehil to go ahead and make the Takana? It had happened already. So the Gemara over there throws out a suggestion. The Gemara says, V'chi tema osa Daniel Gaza. Maybe Daniel made a Gzeir v'lai Kibel, and nobody accepted it. V'asu Tamidei Dehil of Shammai v'Gazer v'Kibel. The Gemara suggests what the Ramban's saying. But the Gemara says, M'kein, oi bazoi, is duse de Rav Mahi. Then why did Rav say that Daniel Gazer Olav? Daniel tried to be Gazer Olav. He didn't do it because they never took root. Elamai took root, and the Gemara is forced to say another teretz. It's not only that the Gemara doesn't say what the Ramban says. The Gemara sounds like it's saying mamish the opposite of what the Ramban's saying. Good. This is beyond the scope of what we need to do right now. But the bottom line is the Ramban has two mahalchim had to answer this kasha. L'chayr, what happened to Pinchas? It's not even mentioned anywhere in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav. The answer is teitzros. The first mahalach is that it could be Pinchas's takana was chayv kahem, and in fact, it was only negei shtiyah. And everything going on Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav is only be the gay this or not, which would suggest that this is also Mishum Chassus, which doesn't stem with all the ray that we've been talking about Ada Yom Hazeh. But the bottom line is, this is the first approach in the Ramban. The second approach in the Ramban is Pinchas tried, and by the way, he says Daniel also tried. He adds that, and he says really no one was successful. No one had that slacha of actually making this into a real gzera. Ada Asu Tamide V'Shame V'Hilul, and that was the power of the Yud Ches Dvarim, and they were able to then go ahead and say that this is something that's going to be in effect. If you take a look at the Bis Yosef in the beginning of Simen Kuf Chav Gimel, right in the beginning of Hilchos Yayin Nesach, so he has a whole arichas in terms of the history of Stam Yenam, how it evolved. I mean, that's not his objective, but Ayin Shom, that's what's going on over there. And he also asks this kasha, Midi Day, doesn't bring the Rabban, and he asks this kasha, what happened to Pinchas? I don't understand, there's a whole faplont digging Gemara, but there's already dafla, it's a geshmak Gemara, but you have to hold cheshbin in that Gemara. Lamed Vav, what happened to Pinchas? Pinchas, and he says, I think Pshat is Pinchas tried making the takana, but Lamaisa didn't stick. And because Lamaisa didn't stick, so no, if it didn't stick, it didn't stick. I saw the Chassam Sofer in his Chedusha Man Yeridea. So he brings his kasha, he says, the Ramban and the Beis Yosef, they all mutchid. What happened to Pinchas' takana? It's enough in a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. He says, I think the Teretz is Pashit. V'ruin advarim l'misha amram. He says that the Gemara asked the kasha that according to Rav, that Daniel made the Gzeirah, so what did Tamid Shamil Hill do? And the Gemara said that you have to say that Daniel's Gzeirah was Be'ir, and they were Mechadish, that it's going to be B'Shad as well. What's it matters if you're in the city, right? Someone eats chazer in the city, or if he eats it in the suburbs, makes absolutely no difference, right? Now the teretz is because yayin, shemen, pitan is only shem chasnos, and the chash chasnos is more prevalent beir than it is besad. Says the Chassam Sofer. Remember we learned the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, where the Gemara talked about sheicher, beer of an Avikichavim, And according to Ander Amiram, beer is also awesome mishum chasnus. Stating that, when it comes to the ism chasnus of beer, there was a tremendous kula that was mentioned in the Gemara. Rav Papa and Rav Achi, they both held of this kula. They just had a machloikis of how broadly you could apply it. And that is that if you take the beer to go, then it's going to be mutter. Shaz, what's to go? To go means I just take it outside of the tavern, or to go means I literally have to bring it into my house. But Sheikha, which was instituted Mishum Chasnos, there was an idea that it's only if you're going to drink it mamish tzizamen with the oiv de kichavim, it's going to be a problem. If you take it out, it's not going to be a problem. If you remember the Ramah, in the Sensor Tshuva, in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, this was the second svar that he used to be Malamit Zchus, to be Matar Sheretz, to try to help these Yidden that are Nebuch, being Nichshol in Stam Yenim. He said that it could be the Stam Yenim is only Mishum Chasnos, and the Chasnos is maybe, like by Sheikhar, only a problem if you're going to drink it together with these Chevra. Not only the Ramah, but Rav Talion of Ravigo and his Sefer that he wrote, which Rav Shmuel Abuav wrote his Sefer as a Chayin is the counter. He also used this. This was his Taina HaBeis. This was the second argument that he made that Rav Shmuel Abuav tishmeted. But the bottom line is, this was a big svara that was thrown out regarding wine. But said the Chassam Sofer Hafla V'Fela. He says, I believe that really the Takon of Stam Yenim happened in three stages. The stage one, which was instituted by Pinchas, that was Tafasta Mor Tafasta. So they said that we're going to try to take the most extreme case of Chasnus, and we're going to say that this is going to be a problem. And what is, don't drink Tzizamim mit the Goyim Mamish in their taverns. Don't be sitting at their dining room table and drinking together with them. But if you take it to go, Afilu Be'ir, it's going to be okay. Also Daniel, and he said, we have to broaden the scope a little bit. If you're in an urban area, it's going to be a problem. Until the Tamid Yisham Ve'ilu came, and they said, I don't care where you are, how you are, why you're drinking or when you're drinking, it's always going to be an issue. It's interesting, this Chassam Sofer is giving us really a makar from Pinchas to the Ikasvara of the Ramah and the Ikasvara of Reb Avtalion of Ravigo. But the bottom line is this is the Mahalach of the Chassam Sofer. But regardless, we have here L'chayra two Mahalchim in terms of how to explain the apparent omission of a very important Ma'ar Mokim, this Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, here in our Suya V'Dazar Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, which from a historical perspective, because we're focusing on the history, right? So much halacha here, but we're just focusing on the history. There's really two timelines in terms of understanding how exactly the whole takana of Yayin, of Stam Yenam, evolved. One narrative, right, one timeline, the first Mahalach of the Ramban in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav would be that the Iker Isser Stam Yenam was instituted by Pinchas. From the times of the Midbar, Jews were not allowed to drink Stam Yenam. And not only was this instituted, that's way too weak a word to use to describe what happened. Because really what happened was, Amad Pinchas, the Hechrim al Yisrael, right, Acherim, the Ramban wrote a sefer called Mishpatei Acherim, we always spoke out, the truth is from the Nei Yehuda when we learned Acherim Derben Agerishim and all those Acherims, in terms of what Acherim is, Acherim could be more Chama than a Dei Raisa. In the world of the Nei Yehuda, it's at least a Dei Raisa. But the bottom line is, Amad Pinchas, the Hechrim al Yisrael, besoyed Shem Amafayrish, ubiksav shen nichtav al aluchais, ubicherim bezden o elyoin, ubicherim bezden at And that, says the Ramban, was melava os ad tovshin pehei mamish. This is something that's still going on. So the ikar is a shtiyah of Stam Yenam really is Pinchas. I thought it's machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, whether it's Daniel or whether it's from the Yudches Dvarim. That's with regards to the Isser Hana. But as it relates to this shtiyah, that's all the way from the beginning. The second timeline is that it's true Pinchas tried instituting it, but he was unsuccessful. Then Daniel came. In our Gemara, Daniel was successful, albeit Be'ir, not Besada, I mean, he didn't even try Besada, and it was then the Talmid of Shammai and Hillel that they expounded it, and they said that it should be Afilo Besada. In the Ramban, it's Mefurish Ramban, Daniel was unsuccessful, and really it was Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel that was successful. This is all in Rav's world. In Shmuel's world, Daniel didn't even try. He did it for himself. It was a personal Kabbalah, Obelchol Yisrael Lehoira. And then later it was Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel that definitely put this to rest, right? So again, in terms of the Isser Shtiyah of Stam Yenam, according to the first Mahalach of the Ramban, it traces itself back to the times of Pinchas. According to the second Mahalach of the Ramban, Pinchas tried, but was unsuccessful. So really, this is not Takanas Pinchas. What then is? It's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, it was Daniel, albeit Be'ir, not Besada. According to Shmuel, it's something that was really instituted from the times of the Talmidim of Shammai V'Hillel.
Let's go back now to the tshuva of Rav Shapsi Yesek. This gewaldige tshuva that the Be'er Yesek wrote, very controversial, but that the Gdolei HaPoskim all quote. And that is that if somebody's going to drink Stam Yenam, which in the world of the Be'er Yesek is not okay, you make a bracha lefanel, you make a bracha lachre, if you hear such a bracha, you answer ome, and you can even be yoytze kiddush v'avdola on this type of wine. And the Rambam Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Hes says that it's true not only for Macholos Asuris Deiraisa, even for Macholos Asuris Derabanan. So he said this gewaldige chiddush. He said you have to know the history of Stam Yenam. He says the history of Stam Yenam is that Stam Yenam became Aser after the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were already Misakin in Brachos, because Brachos were instituted in the beginning of Bayit Sheni, and Stam Yenam is from the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel. And being that it's from the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, this is already Soif Bayit Sheni. If it's Soif Bayit Sheni, so at the time that the Macholos Asuris was Chal on Stam Yenam, at that point, it was already a din that if you drink Stam Yenam, you're supposed to make a bracha. So once it was a din that if you drink Stam Yenam, you're supposed to make a bracha. So the later Bezdin Ke'ilu, the Talmid, the Shammai Vilul, had no ability to go ahead and to change that. But he's presupposing a huge hanacha in Hishtikal Torah. And that is that the history of Stam Yenam is what? The history of Stam Yenam is Talmid of Shammai Vilul. It's Yud Ches Dvarim. It's after the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Is that Poshit? Well, we asked the man on the street a half hour ago. He said, of course. Yeah, but I think after further review, we may have to overturn this. And the reason is because it's not Poshit at all. It's not Poshit at all. Like the Esh, the Teretz, and the Ramban. Where the Ramban says that the Iker Isser of Stam Yenam is Pinchas. So what are you talking about? This is already Takonas Pinchas. How is that not even a Dairais? I mean, it's not. It's a Gzeira, right? There's a whole Shaila in the Poiskim where the Gzeira that Moshe Rabbeinu made, is that a Din Dairais or not? But Gzeira is Pinchas. L'chair is different. That's Amad Pinchas, right? It's not Amad Moshe. It's Amad Pinchas. But the bottom line is that being that this is a Takana of Pinchas, so there's no question in the world that Takana of Pinchas predated the Halacha of Brachas. So there's no question that this whole Chiddush of the Be'er Yesek is Mamish then on arrival. Okay, we have to work now with the second Mahalach in the Ramban. In the second Mahalach in the Ramban, what's the origin of Stam Yenam? So Chayyut telling the Machalik is Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, it's Daniel Gazar Olav. If Daniel was Gazar Olav, so it's already from the times of Daniel. Daniel is right around the times of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, maybe even a little bit before. And if that's the case, if Daniel's before the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, so then L'chayyut Vaita, this whole Svara, is not going to work. But that's only true according to Rav. It's not true according to Shmuel. Oh, so according to Shmuel, we have a little bit of an etza. Oh, by the way, the Ramban said that according to Rav even, Daniel tried but was unsuccessful. Oh, that would then mean that according to Rav, maybe you could make it work. So again, it's very cheshbeni. According to the first Mahalach of the Ramban, we're not even having this conversation. This is the Takana Pinchas. We're only having it according to the second Mahalach in the Ramban. But Muscha Risha, according to the second Mahalach in the Ramban, it's Tali in the Machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, right, which is what the Beis Yosef brings us in Kuf Chav Gim. It's Tali in the Machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Now, it's interesting because this Machloikis Rav and Shmuel is really, this part of it is, it's a history Machloikis, right? Because at the end of the day, when you learn through the Gemara of the Zohar, it's not clear if there's an Afkamina Halacha between Rav and Shmuel. So who do we pass like Rav and Shmuel when it comes to history, right? So you know, when it comes to Mominus, we paskin like Shmuel. When it comes to Yisuri, we paskin like Rav. What about history? I don't know, maybe history that's Negei Yisuri, probably we paskin like Rav, right? But the bottom line is, I know in Tefillah we paskin maybe like Rav, but in astrology, you know, we paskin like Shmuel, right? We could make up things just based on a little bit what we know about Rav and Shmuel in terms of history, Vesachrish. But regardless, so L'chayra, this would be totally a little bit of the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. And according to Rav, Daniel was Geyser. But then you have the Ramban. The Ramban says that even according to Rav, Daniel only tried to be Geyser, but he was unsuccessful. But at first glance, this Ramban's a plea. It would seem to be connected to Gemara. The way the Chassam Sofer set it up, by the way, for sure this is something that was Mitakonas Daniel. It's even Mitakonas Pinchas. Regardless, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that for the Be'er Yesek to say, that what do you mean it's Poshit? It's Poshit that there's no klal over here of Ein Zeh Mevarech El Menayetz. You know why? You know why it's so poshut? Because what do you mean? One takana came. This is Yud Ches Dvarim, and this is from the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Oh, it's a garnet as a poshut. What happened to Daniel? And what happened to Pinchas? So good, Pinchas, you'll tell me he knew the Beis Yosef and Kuf Chav Gimel, and the Iker Mahalach was the Ramban. Pinchas tried, and he was unsuccessful. That's a very reasonable response. But what happened to Daniel? Right? What happened to Daniel?
Daniel for sure made the gzera. So if you want to tell me it's Shmuel, I hear, you'll tell me it's Shmuel. So if it's Shmuel, when I'm going according to Rav. By the way, the Beis Yosef in the beginning of Kuf Chav Gimel says a very big chiddush. He says that even though it's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether Daniel was gezer, he holds the machlokes was only regarding Shemen. But regarding Yayin, it could be Shmuel's even moida to Rav. It's a very big chiddush. He puts it out there as a possibility. Okay, so according to that, even Shmuel holds that Daniel was gezer. And even though Rav, who holds Daniel was Geyser, and maybe even Shmuel's Moedah when it comes to Yayin, it's only Be'ir, but Al Kaponim Be'ir, there was already a din, that Stam Yenam. So you tell me, because Nafkeminis, Stam Yenam, Be'ir, Besada. The Be'er Yisik is telling you, make brachas and make Kiddush V'Avdol, even if it's Be'ir, right? He's not making this distinction anyways. First of all, he has no Havana, and besides, he's not even making that distinction. So the bottom line is, according to Rav, who you would think, Hilchas HaKarab Yisuri, it's already a takana of Daniel, and if it's a takana of Daniel, l'chayra, what in the world is going on? No, so you'll tell me what do you mean. The Ramban in the second Teret said that Daniel tried. Ayitz Kenegah the Gemara, so you have to be miyash of the Ramban. But, okay, I have a Ramban. That's the Yetzah of a Poshet. It does zeyer, 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 nit. Again, this is just a little bit of a roundabout way to bring out the history. There's no clear historical timeline, right? There's no clear historical timeline. The Maromachim is the Ramban in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav, the Beis Yosef, the beginning of Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel. But how a historical timeline can impact halacha, that's really what the punchline of this is. But I'll just end with this, and that is that one of the greatest chokim on the Be'er Esek's Tshuva is Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And this is in Shelus Yaivitz, it's in Chelek Aleph, it's in Siman Memhei. And he was asked, Mamish this Shaila, and he starts off quoting the tshuva that he saw in the Be'er Esek. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, fire and brimstone sometimes, did not like this tshuva. And he was very clear in his tshuva how much he didn't like it. He says, first of all, the whole svara doesn't start. The tzushtel to the Gemara and Tainus Yudbeis is an interesting tzushtel. He's not such a chassid of the tzushtel. He says, besides, we know Yesh Koich Biat Chacham and Lakadavim and Atoy B'Shev Al Taisa, which essentially this would be, if you say that Chazal said now, Stam Yenim is going to be awesome and Mele, you shouldn't make a bracha. So B'Shev Al Taisa, you're saying, don't make a bracha. And that's true for Davim and Atoy, Kavachomer for Brich Sanenen, which is only an Issa de Rabbanon, and then he throws in one line. He says, Gam, besides, Stam Yenim, Stam Yenam Kemoshim Mavua Bepirkid Rabbeleza Pinchas Gazar Olav. Pinchas was Gazar on it. So what are you talking about? That this came before that. This is Pinchas. And then he says, Af al Pisha Chazav Huter. And even though it's clear that even though Pinchas made the Gzer later, it became Mutter. But that was only Beretz Yisrael Lefisha. It was a temporary heter. Kein Dvarim Asurim Shehutru Bekivu Shearetz. Like all the Dvarim Asurim that became Mutter when the Yidda entered Eretz Yisrael. We know the Yidda entered Eretz Yisrael, they were led to eat afilu kadli the chaziri. So it says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that's what happened. But this heter stayed mutter for, I guess, a very long time. I don't know. Till Tamid Shami Vehil, it sounds like for hundreds of years, kadli the chaziri was when they came into Eretz Yisrael for the first time. It's psukim in the Torah that you're allowed to eat it. It's a chiddush haTorah. The tzusha has a little bit of an interesting tzusha. It doesn't mean the Ramban, it doesn't mean the Beis Yosef. But the bottom line is, this was Rabbi Yaakov Emden's kasha. Gam stam yenam. Pinchas Gazar Olav. It's also interesting that Yaakov Emden didn't say Daniel Gazar Olav. He said Pinchas Gazar Olav. Again, this is a little bit cheshbeni, but here's the bottom line. The bottom line is an epic tshuva from the Be'er Esek, which is totally in a historical point, and that is that the Takon of Stam Yenam is Tamid of Shami Vehillel, the Kana Ben Shoyl. Is there another tzad? Of course that's what it is. Yeah, that's always the way it's margula bepume da poiskin. But really, when you go through the Gemara again, Avodah Zarah daf lamed vav amud aleph, what you remind yourself of is that really was a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. And according to Rav, Shemen, but Torah says not only Shemen, Shufa Pita and Shufa Yenim as well, were really Takanas Daniel. Aye, what was the chiddush of Shami Vehil? They were just moist of it. Afilu Basada. Shmuel held not that way. But Rav and Hilchas, Kirabi Surei held that really came from Daniel. And on top of that, we even have a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that says that Pinchas was Gazar Olav. And according to one Mahalach of the Ramban, that Gzeirin never went by the wayside. If that's the case, this historical point that the Be'er Esek makes is definitely not Pashut at all. You know, I was just thinking about this whole Indian. It's very, very interesting. Because on the one hand, you know, you see how Chomer Stam Yenim is Pinchas Gazar Olav, Daniel Gazar Olav. But then again, you also see how it somehow didn't have any mazel. It never took root. Imagine Pinchas goes and Pinchas makes a gzera. And again, we'll just read it for the last time. Amad Pinchas v'hechrem al Yisrael b'tsoit shem ha-mefoyrish u'b'ksav shenichtav al aluchos u'b'cheirim bezden ha-el yoin u'b'cheirim bezden ha-tachten. And somehow, like posh to be Yisrael. How is it possible? I don't know. Tzarchin Gadol. How's it possible? Who's this dar? It's a dar Deya. It's a dar Moshe Rabbeinu. How is it possible that somehow this dar didn't accept it? But again, you see this tension, where on the one hand, Chazal view it as being so chomer. How many gzeiros do we have from the Midbar? This is on a most of the Rabbanans, the Goyin said, came from the beginning of Ayesheni. This is from a handful of gzeiros that we have that go all the way back to the Midbar. And yet, Pinchas was Gazer Olav, but somehow didn't take root. And in the words of the Ramban, Daniel was Gazer Olav, and it didn't take root. You know, I'm reminding now that Reb Reuven Margolis, in his Netzoy Tzayar, on the Gemara in on Daf Lamed Vav, so on that Gemara that says, you know, Daniel, so he shtel su a Gemara, which works very well with this Ramban. The Gemara says, "Psachim pei zayin amar aleph, achis lanu katana v'shadayim ein la." Right, pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan on zu Elam. It's referring to Elam. As in modern day Iran. The Yidden that were in Elam, they were Zoychel Lilmoy, they weren't Zoychel Lalamit. Zok the Hilagarashi, Zu Elam. Shahoyuba Daniel. Because Daniel was there. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vani Daniel, Hoyisi, Beshushan Habira, Asherbe Elam. The Zoychel Lilmoy, Daniel was Zoychel Lilmoy, Abavale Ravat's Torah of Yisrael. He wasn't Zoychel Lalamit, says Rab Reuven Margolis. Daniel, this is one Gezerah that we know from Daniel. Abba was like, Pashta to be Yisrael. To this Gemara, Zu Elam Shezach Salum over the Zach Salamid. Daniel didn't have the ability somehow for even his takonis and his gzeris to be able to take root. Ruin Advarim Lamisha Amram, and we're going to stop here.